A police officer, Detective Constable Adams, told the court that around 3:30 on Monday, police stopped a car on the Boncran Road travelling towards the city. He says the three men were in the car and an improvised explosive device was found under the front passenger seat, wrapped in a tracksuit top. She said that at the time, McQuinn, who was driving the car, said, told police, "I don't know what's going on." He says when they were questioned about it, Cassidy claimed that he had found the device when he was out walking, had been afraid the children would pick it up, had lifted it and was taking it to a priest to get it disposed of. And he claimed that the other two men in the car knew nothing about it. The police officer said that McQuinn's explanation was that he was driving down to get petrol, had realised he had enough money, and self and Doyle were in the car and they had turned. Then they'd seen Cassidy and picked them up just minutes before the police stopped them. Doyle says that he wasn't aware of anything went on one way or the other. Now, the police officer says that they did not believe these accounts, and she claimed that there was evidence saying that the men were in the car for at least 20 minutes together before the incident. Defence solicitor Paddy McDermott for all three asked the police officer about her claims that they were at risk to witnesses if they released on bail. He asked the officer, was it not true that at the minute the only witnesses in the case were police officers? The police officer answered that they were still in the process of investigations, but she couldn't say that it was just police officers. The district judge, Mr. Barney McElholm, said that it wasn't his job to try the case, but he felt that their account lacked credibility, and he says that there was a clear and danger of interference with witness and interference with the police investigation, and remanded all three in custody. They will appear again on October 27th by video link.